Now let's get through to Giles Pickford. He is in with Ngā Kōrero, Kai Pākehi, the business news. Kia ora, Giles. What's happening on the markets this morning?
Good morning to you, Ingrid. Well, Wall Street is pretty lackluster, really, biding time ahead of inflation numbers that are due at the end of the week. Some data showing strength in manufacturing and consumer demand as well. The Dow Jones average currently 0.2% higher. The S&P 500 up the same amount, and the NASDAQ actually just over 0.2% up. Our own top 50 index had a negative session, but it did trim its losses, closing down 35 points. That's about 0.3%, still sitting just above the 12,000 level. And the New Zealand dollar, 60.1 US cents and 91.8 Australian.
And in your main bulletin, big day for the government.
It's BPS Day, for those of you who haven't recognised it in the calendar, Budget Policy Statement. Now, normally it's an overlooked little document, which is issued in December alongside the half-year update. It does give a view on government spending priorities for the budget that's coming up at the end of May. It also will sort of outline its spending parameters. So that will attract a good deal of attention. ASB's corporate colours might be yellow, but its latest economic forecasts don't contain that much sunshine. And the latest look at the jobs market points to more people chasing fewer jobs.